This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello! Yes! You all welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. I am so hyped and excited. You can tell from the tone of my voice, because today I'll be reviewing episode 1 of Penthouse, the Penthouse War in Life season 3. Please, if you haven't seen season 1 and 2 already, I think you have to run and go see it, because you're missing out. Like, what are you doing if you've not been watching the Penthouse War in Life? What have you been doing with yourself? Talk to me. What have you been doing? Alright, let's quickly get into it. But before I start my review, hope you all are all doing good. Hope you're good. Hope you're taking care of yourself. You're paying attention to your health, overall health, mental, physical, all aspects of your health. Please take care of yourself. It's important. Let's start. I'm going to start with a short and brief intro of The Penthouse War in Life. So this drama is a South Korean television series which stars Lee Ji-ha, Kim Soo-yeon, our lady. She won the Best Actress at the just concluded Baesang Award. Eugene as Oh Yeon-hee, Eun Ki-joon as Ju Dan-tae, our forever badass villain, Yoon Jong-hoon and Park In-suk. The series is directed by Ju Dong-min and written by Kim Sun-ok. And the story is a story of a real estate and education war, a desire to be number one. It depicts the solidarity and revenge of women who had no choice but to turn to evilness to protect themselves and their children. Like I said, I'm reviewing season 3, episode 1, season 3 of Penthouse. The first season aired back in 2020. It premiered October 26, 2020, and it blew everyone away. The first season had 20 episodes, then it became a hit in South Korea and all over the world. That's why I said, if you haven't stayed watching Penthouse, I don't know what you'd be doing with yourself. Then we got season 2 this year, January 12, 2021, which had 12 episodes. And this third season, we have 11 episodes, and the format this time around is totally different. The previous two seasons, they do air it twice a week, but this time around they'll be airing it once a week. Why? Well, when episode 1 came out on Friday, I was hoping for another episode on Saturday, and I waited on Saturday. Nothing showed up, so I had to check the wiki page, and I saw the air format has changed. They're going to be airing it once every week for 2 months. It's got 11 episodes. Drama tells a story of greed, revenge, evil of people. Like, it's a group of family that stays in a penthouse. Like, once you stay in that penthouse, it means you've made it in life. Yes, and your floor also determines your hierarchy and your status there. So everybody wants to be on top. They want to get their children in the best school. And now, school in this drama focuses on music school. This actually reminds me of Skycast too. If you watch Skycast, you know what I'm talking about. So this is music school. So the competition now is who is the best singer, who will go to the best music school, that's SNU in South Korea. And it's just showed how these parents would go out of their way to do anything to put their children in the most prestigious school in South Korea, even if it caused them having blood on their hands. So you see how crazy everyone in this penthouse is. No one to be trusted, no one. So this is a brief summary of season 1 and 2. Let me not spoil it for people who haven't seen it. Now this season 3, I laughed my lungs out while watching episode 1 of season 3 yesterday. Like, it just opened up. If you notice, the last episode of season 2, Logan Lee died. So we didn't know who killed him and all. So this episode 1 of season 3, they gave us a backstory, how he died, how Jude and Tae, yes, everyone in the penthouse except Shin Se-ryum, charismatic, classy lady, everyone there were all in prison, fighting, acting anyhow, still story of betrayal was still going on, just, they're all crazy. So it showed us how Jude and Tae trick, that other lawyer, he said he used to be a former divorce lawyer, he's a very two-faced guy, we all know him, Lee Kyo-jin, a two-faced guy, I think I even prefer Jude and Tae to him. We all know Jude and Tae's mission. He's bad, he's evil. But this guy and his wife, they are two-faced. They always lay their bed where the grass is green. And I'm still wondering why they keep them as friends. Like I said, they're all crazy in the penthouse. So maybe they know what they're doing with each other. So Jude and Tae and Kyo-jin, planned. Jude and Tae actually approached him and asked for their other penthouse guy toothbrush, because he actually wanted to kill Jude and Tae in prison after finding out Berona is actually his biological daughter. So many twists in this. Well, this is not a spoiler review. So we actually found out Jude and Tae plotted his way out of prison just to kill Logan Lee himself. And he said something, how dare Logan Lee accuse him of murder. So that line, maybe there will be a twist. Is it that Jude and Tae didn't kill Naego? Because that line, he was so angry that they framed him. So does this mean Jude and Tae didn't kill Naego? Penthouse is filled with plot twists, so I wouldn't be surprised. Jude and Tae is a mad dog. I'm sorry to say this. For him to stab himself to make sure he kills someone himself. That scene was so heartbreaking, with Shin Se-ryum going to meet to welcome Logan Lee with flowers, and in front of her, someone she was starting to like, someone who she felt protected with, who she felt genuine love with, died in her presence. Damn. You need to see Penthouse. And yeah, a spoiler, we also got to know that Jude and Tae isn't actually Jude and Tae. Jude and Tae is a thief. Everything, all his wealth, he stole everything. Even his name, told his name. Right now, I'm surprised if the twins are actually his children. Judas's real name is Mr. Beck. And we found out that he robbed the original Judas of his name and asset and flee to South Korea. Same way he robbed Shim Soo-ryun of her assets, her happiness, and her child, everything. This is a crazy one. This is a crazy one. Well, we Jidante killed Logan Lee, and you know, told the judge, he threatened the chief judge of the country to do this, do that. Definitely, we all know Jidante is a bad guy. He came out of prison, and when our badass actress Choi Soo-jin, I really love that lady. She's a good actress. Her expression, she's so good. She's very good. Like, she, her character is not lovable, but we can't deny the fact that she's an amazing actress. So Oh Young-hee told her Logan Lee is dead. Is she the one behind it? And I don't think she even knew anything about it. Seo-jin didn't know anything about Logan Lee's death. So as she found out, and Jidante had to blame everything, the mother and all things, on Logan Lee, then he was freed. He left prison. Jidante. Well, Seo-jin found out Jidante is out of prison, and you know, they arrested her as an accomplice. So she went for an appeal that since the person you guys detained for arrested for murder is out, that means me too, I'm innocent. Well, yeah, she was bailed. No, she wasn't bailed. I think her sentence was reduced to 2 years because of that allegation of adoption, like she kidnapping. I think her sentence was reduced to 2 years. And I love her expression when she left the court, like that victory expression. Seo-jin is just too good. Alright, I can't wait for episode 2 next week, because the last part of this episode 1 was so suspenseful. Why would Oh Young-hee and Shim Shuron kidnap Seo-jin and throw her in the river? Like, what happened? Why? Because like I said, I don't think she knows anything about Logan Lee's death, but we'll see what happens right in the next episode. Hope I didn't spoil this more. Oh well, my opinion about episode 1 of Penthouse, the Penthouse one in Life Season 3, is great. It's fabulous. It's sweet. Everything, it's fun, it's suspenseful, it's intriguing, it's thrilling. I'm not disappointed at all. This is an upgrade from season 1 and season 2. I'm not saying season 1 and 2 is bad. Like, Penthouse is like the amazing wonders of 2020 in South Korean drama industry. But season 3, with just one episode, I'm so happy. Kudos to everyone involved, the director, producer, the crew, cast, everyone bringing this masterpiece to life. You are doing well. Like I said earlier, if you haven't seen season 1, 2, you should run, see it. I don't think this drama is on Netflix, but there are other places you can watch, other website like Kiss Asian. I watch on Kiss Asian. I watch all Korean dramas and movies on Kiss Asian. There's also Drama Cool. I don't know if it's on Viki or Aiki, that Chinese site. I don't know, but I'm very sure it's on Kiss Asian. So thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I look forward to making daily drama reviews, because there are so many beautiful ongoing dramas right now, like Youth of May, Do Much Your Service, Sell Your Haunted House. I think it just ended. There are so many. Mouse, I've not seen Mouse, but it's ended. So I'm trying to make out time to watch this drama and do daily reviews, so there won't be too much backlogs. Alright, thank you once more, and I'll see you in my next podcast. See you, anyone. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvey. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.